感謝神啊！我哋啊今日能夠好榮幸有啊由英國倫敦教會過嚟嘅張福華傳道為我哋證道。佢經過香港出差，咁就能夠抽空能夠幫我哋啊為今日主持道理。感謝主，請張傳道。
Holy name of Jesus, I speak.
啊，奉主耶穌基督聖名講話。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for giving me this opportunity to be in Hong Kong Church to meet up with our brothers and sisters here.
啊，感謝主，讓我有機會喺香港教會同弟兄姊妹能夠一齊見面。
In fact, I'm on my way back from Taiwan to UK.
我係去完台灣回程翻英國嘅時候。
I thank God that I'm able to stop over here and to visit some churches as well.
感謝主，讓我能夠在香港停一停，同大家教會見面。
I pray that the Spirit of God and the love of our Lord Jesus be with each and every one of us here today.
我在禱告中，在神的靈裡面，希望大家能夠同大家問好。
In fact, being able to gather here on the Sabbath is the wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
其實能夠一齊喺安息日聚會係神嘅好大恩典。
Because on the Sabbath we can ponder over the creative power of God.
因為喺安息日入邊，我哋可以思想神偉大嘅創造。
We can think about our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋可以再思想我哋同耶穌之間嘅關係。
I believe upon meditating our relationship, we'll come to realize that we are the created beings of God.
其實我哋再通過默想，我哋先發覺我哋係神嘅創造。
And the Lord God is our master.
而主耶穌係我哋嘅主。
So we are very thankful to Him for being able to gather here today.
我哋非常之感謝佢，讓我哋一切可以一切聚集。
Today I'm going to share with you a very simple topic and title Thanksgiving.
我今日同大家一齊分享一個好簡單嘅題目，感恩。
I think many of us here know how to praise God and give thanks to Him.
相信各位都知道點樣去感謝神同埋向佢多謝。
In fact, in the Bible, we find that giving thanks to God is a source of strength as Christians.
其實喺聖經我哋睇得到，向神感恩係一個支取力量嘅來源。
In fact, this is also our duty.
亦都係我哋一個責任。
So we must learn to give thanks to God regardless of circumstances.
所以我们要学习无论任何环境之下向神感恩。
When we read the Bible, one of the prominent characters who knew how to give thanks to God is David. Is David.
一个在圣经里面很主要的角色，他能够懂得感恩向神的是大卫。
He wrote many psalms in the book of Psalms.
在詩篇裏面他寫了很多詩去歌頌神。
Many of the psalms are on praising God or giving thanks to God.
很大部分的詩歌都是感謝神和向神感恩。
If we read the book of Psalms, or even 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, we find that David in fact led a fugitive life.
但我們從撒母耳記上下和詩篇裏面我們看到大衛是過中盼望的生活，
逃亡
的生活。
Because before he became king, Saul pursued his life.
他做王之前
，King Saul pursued his life.
掃羅王一做咁追殺佢。
After he became king, his son tried to kill him.
他做咗王之後，佢個仔又追殺佢。
So he led a very pitiful life.
其實他的生活都很可憐。
But when we read the book of Psalms, we find that he knew how to give thanks to God.
但從詩篇裏面我見到他是很懂得感謝神。
He even vowed to give thanks to God.
他甚至是許願向神。
So we find that David was able to live a godly life in time of trouble because he knew how to give thanks to God.
所以見到大衛懂得 向神感恩，所以生活一个非常敬虔的生活。
So we must learn to give thanks to God regardless of circumstances.
所以我哋都要学习，无论生活点样样，
环境点样，我哋要感谢神。Life is never easy in this world.
今日嘅生活唔容易。
Especially in this modern days life, we find that life is full of challenges.
我哋今日嘅生活发觉有好多嘅挑战同困难。
Sometimes we do not know how to overcome them.
我哋有时唔知道点样去克服。
But if we have a heart of thanksgiving, God will give us strength to overcome them.
但如果我哋有感恩嘅心，神会俾我力量去胜过嘅。
Today I'm going to base my sermon on the book of Colossians.
今日我哋系查考哥林多书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书。
We turn to the book of Colossians.
我睇哥罗西书。
The book of Colossians was written by Paul to the members at Colossae.
哥罗西书是保罗所写给哥罗西教会。
Paul had never been to Colossae himself.
保罗未去过岛岛。
He learned about the condition of the church there through his co-workers.
保罗是从他的同工知道那边的情况。
So we find that this church actually is quite a problematic church.
其实从入面看到它入面都有很多问题的教会。
There was dissension in the church. There was division in the church.
在教会有纷争的问题。
And we also see that the heresy crept into the church.
又看到有些异端走进去教会。
So Paul was trying to resolve the problem in the church by writing to them.
所以保罗就通过书信去向他们解释这些问题。
So we also find that in the church, members were not very spiritual.
而那裡的信徒也都不是很熟靈。
That's why Paul wrote to them to ask them to be renewed in their mind.
保羅就寫信希望他們能夠有重新的思想。
We know that Paul was a very hardworking worker of God.
我們知道保羅是非常勤力的一個使徒。
He cared for the church very much.
他很關心教會。
Even though he had not met the members in person before.
有時他雖然沒有見過那些人面對面。
And yet he wrote to them and to encourage them.
他仍然都會寫信去鼓勵他們。
So many people say this book is about Paul's advice to the church at Colossae.
所以有人認為這本書是保羅給他們一些建議。
The first few chapters is about doctrinal aspects.
头嗰几章系主要关于一啲教义方面嘅问题。
The last few chapters are about practical Christian living.
而后面嗰几章系讲实际信徒嘅生活。
But when we read the book, we find that Paul actually helped the church to resolve problems through thanksgiving.
但系重新我哋仔细去睇，发觉保罗其实通过感恩教佢哋点样样去克服困难。
In fact, this is very true. If we know how to give thanks to God, many problems will be resolved by themselves.
实际上系真嘅。如果识得去感恩，有好多我哋生活嘅问题都可以解决。
We turn to chapter 1 of Colossians.
我哋睇哥罗西书一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书一章。
We read verse 3 to verse 5.
三节五节。哥罗西书一章三节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 3 to verse 5.
三节至五节。我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
From verse 3 to verse 5 here, it talks about the good deeds and the good behavior of the believers.
这里讲到三至五节是一些信徒的好行为。
And here Paul give thanks to God for what they have done.
保罗感谢神他们所做的事。
What can we learn from here?
我们学到什么呢?
We know that this church is a problematic church.
我们知道这间教会有很多问题。
But Paul at the same time also give thanks to God for their good works.
但保罗仍然向神感恩他们所做的好事。
I think this is one of the ways to resolve personal problems or even problems within the church.
其实这个是一个方法，怎样去解决一些人与人之间或者教会的问题。
Sometimes we focus too much on a problem.
有時我哋太過注重一個問題。
And we ignore all the good deeds that our brothers and sisters have shown in the church.
我哋都知道教會嘅弟兄姊妹嘅好行為㗎啦。
Here Paul was not reserved, to talk about the faith, the love, and the hope of the believers.
喺呢度，保羅係強調翻嗱信使徒嘅信心同埋盼望。
I think this is something that we need to do as well.
其實我哋應該咁樣做。
When we see that, let's say if we are RE teacher.
例如我哋係一個宗教教育嘅老師。
When we see that our RE students are doing well in certain areas.
見到一啲學生，佢某方面好叻。
We should give thanks to God for their good works.
我哋應該為神感恩啊。
Though this group of students may not be perfect in our eyes.
可能呢班細路仔佢哋唔係好完全㗎喺神嘅眼中。
This is how we can help them to grow in faith.
但我哋可以咁樣去教佢哋喺信心邊增強。
Put ourselves in the shoes of the members at Colossae.
當我哋係哥林西教會嘅人啦。
When the church received this epistle from Paul.
當教會收到保羅呢封嚟嘅信。
Whom they have never seen before.
當佢哋其實都未見過保羅。
And now this letter is being read to the believers.
呢封信就向大家會眾讀出嚟。
And said Paul said we give thanks to God for your good deeds.
保羅就話感謝神你哋喺神面前所做嘅好事。
Imagine if we were the listeners.
幻想一下我們是當中的聽者
How would we feel?
我們會有什麼感覺
Surely we'll be encouraged
我們當然是會被感動和鼓勵
We will even tell ourselves we need to improve ourselves more
我們會覺得我們更加要努力
Even though we may not be perfect in certain areas
可能某方面我們不是很完全
We must try our best to improve ourselves
我們仍然要努力去讓我們更加進步
So Paul actually taught the church to give thanks to God
所以保羅在這裡教教會怎樣去感恩
In fact, we need to do the same as well.
其實我們都應該要這樣做
Sometimes in a church, we only hear voices of complaint.
有時教會我們只是聽到一些投訴
Hardly do we ever hear the voices of praise to God.
很少聽到一些感謝神的說話
So I think we need to be a bit more positive at times.
所以有時我們應該正面一點看事情
Give thanks to God all the time.
常常向神感恩。
I think by doing so, we can change the atmosphere of the church.
其實我覺得咁樣會令到教會嘅氣氛更加好。
We introduce positiveness to the church.
係向教會輸入正確嘅思想，正面嘅思想。
We even change the mindset of the believers.
甚至影響埋信徒方面嘅思維。
This is how Paul started his epistle.
呢個就係保羅開始呢篇書信嘅方法。
How he encouraged the church.
佢點樣去鼓勵教會
？I think sometimes even in our own family, we need to do the same.
有時我哋屋企都應該咁。
I think as parents, many a time, even myself, sometimes I can be very negative towards my children.
有時做父母我自己對我細路仔有陣時會好負面啦。
And this is not very good to the children.
其實對細路仔唔係太有益。
Sometimes we need to be a bit more positive.
有時我哋學習正面。
If they have done something good, yeah,
要做啲嘢係好嘅。
Give thanks to God for what they have done.
係向神感恩啦，為佢哋。
I think in this way they also learn how to give thanks to God themselves.
通過咁樣，佢哋都識得向神感恩。
When they grow up, they also know how to give thanks to God in their life.
當佢長大之後，佢人生佢知道點樣向神感謝。
I think this is a very important step to take.
呢個係好重要嘅一步。
We turn back to Colossians chapter 1.
我哋睇翻第一章嘅哥羅西書。
Here Paul talks about their faith.
保罗提到他们的信仰
Their faith was founded in Jesus Christ
他们的信心是基础在耶稣基督上
So a person who is away from Christ
如果一个人离开了基督
His faith would not exist
他的信仰信心就会消失
So when we talk about faith
所以讲到信心
This faith must be founded in Jesus
一定是建立在基督身上
This person cannot depart from Christ
而这个人不可以离开主
And here it also talks about love
这里也提到爱
How can we love our God?
我们怎样去爱主呢
Our love must be shown in loving our brothers and sisters
我们爱要彰显在我们对弟兄姊妹的爱上
When we say we love God
如果我们说我们爱神
Our love must be shown in loving our brothers and sisters
一定要通过爱弟兄姊妹来彰显
Because God is a spirit
因为God神是灵的
We cannot see God
我们看不到神
That's why the gospel tells us
所以福音告诉我们知
If we love the least of the members in the church
如果我们爱教会中最少的弟兄
In actual fact we loving God.
其实我们就是爱神。
So when we talk about love, this is what we should do.
所以我们讲到爱，我们应该这样做。
We must love each and every one of us here.
我们应该爱我们教会每一个人。
Everyone in the church.
每一个人。
Sometimes we find that there are members who are very quiet in the church.
有时发现教会有些弟兄比较静的。
They are not easily noticed by us.
没什么人会注意他们。
These are the people that we need to pay more attention to.
这些人我们要花多些时间心机去照顾他们。
So that they can also experience the love of Jesus Christ.
他们都感到耶稣基督的爱。
So Paul was praising them, giving thanks to God for their love for all the saints.
所以保罗感谢他们。令到他们是对神的信心和对其他众圣徒的爱心。
Today, if we can do the same in the church,
如果今天我们都可以这样做。
If we see that an act of love is done in the church,
见到有一个爱心的行为了。
Even a kid, if he or she shows love to another person,
甚至一位小朋友对其他人实施爱心。
We should give thanks to God.
我们应该感谢神。
We should be free to talk about it.
我们应该很自由地讲这件事。
To encourage others to do the same.
都鼓励其他人一样这样做。
You see that this is exactly what Paul did.
这个就是保罗，完全是保罗所做的方法。
I think I don't know, maybe this is our attitude. I think Chinese people are more reserved.
可能中国人是比较保守一点，含蓄一点。
We don't want to talk more about, talk too much about the good deeds of others.
不是太习惯讲人家的好东西。
So that sometimes we don't hear a lot of thanksgiving given to God.
比较少听到一些感谢神的说话。
In fact, we must learn to talk about the good deeds of others.
其实我们要学习怎样去讲人家的好事。
Think about this, yeah? When Paul talks about the good deeds of the church,
所以看看保罗在这里讲到关于哥罗西教会的好行为。
What does it tell us about Paul?
告诉我们保罗什么呢?
Paul is a person who knew how to appreciate the good deeds of others.
所以保罗是懂得欣赏人家的长处。
He is not a person who is jealous of others.
他是不会妒忌人家的。
He was very free to talk about others.
他很自然地讲到人家的好事。
I think this also promotes unity and oneness in the church.
其实这个也都鼓励到教会的合一。
Sometimes among workers, we don't want to talk too much about our co-workers.
有时在教会之间我们都不是太愿意讲其他同工的事情。
Especially the good deeds of our co-workers.
特别是人家的好事。
But sometimes we talk about things which are not very good.
一般我们讲人家的坏事的。
Things which are not very good.
不是太好的。
Not very encouraging.
不是很鼓励性的事。
And this is not very good.
这个就不是太好。
I think among workers we must learn to talk about one another's good deeds.
所以同工之间应该学习怎样讲人家的好行为。
Let's say if someone has brought a truth seeker to the church,
例如有人带了个慕道者来教会。
We should be open to praise God. Thank God for what you have done.
我们应该很自然地说是感谢神你带了个慕道者过来感谢主。
And this is how we promote unity and oneness in the church.
所以这个就鼓励教会的合一了。
In fact, this is the example that Paul has shown.
这个就是保罗所做的例子。
So I think to resolve church problems, this is one of the ways to deal with it.
所以我觉得解决教会的问题，这个是其中一个方法。
I also feel that by doing so, we actually draw people together.
其实我觉得这样做也都令到人与人之间拉近。
Because, you know, sometimes there's a gap between people.
人与人之间有阵时有个距离。
How to bridge the gap?
点样将个距离缩窄呢
？By giving thanks to God.
就系感谢神。
By being open to talk about the good deeds of others.
好开明咁同佢讲关于佢嘅好事。
Now we turn back to Colossians.
我哋睇哥罗西书。
Chapter one.
第一章。
We read the verse 12.
我哋读第十二节。
Colossians chapter one verse 12.
十二节，一章十二节，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
verse 13。
十三节，他救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Here Paul gave thanks to the Father for the salvation that he has given to the believers.
这里保罗感谢父神，让他能够将救恩给所有的信徒。
I feel that this is something which is very essential, something that we have to do often.
我觉得这个点是我们很重要，而且要经常做。
In fact, this is the fabric of our belief, the foundation of our faith.
这个是我们的一个基础来的。
Today we are able to gather together because of the work, the great work of the Lord.
今天我们能够聚集在一起就是因为主伟大的工程。
In the past, we were sinners.
以前我们是个罪人。
And now we have been qualified by him.
现在我们为他令到我们能够有这个条件。
We who have been baptized are qualified by the Lord to enter into his kingdom.
通过洗礼我们有资格能够进入他的国度。
Otherwise, I don't think we can gather here to worship him.
如果不是我们根本没有资格坐在这里。
For that very reason, we should give thanks to God.
所以为这个这么重要的原因我们应该感谢他。
So if we do not give thanks to God for what he has done,For his salvation.
所以我们为主他的救为我们成立的救恩我们感谢他。
If we do not know how to give,
如果我们不懂得这样做的话。
Then we find that in our life, we always complain.
我们会发觉我们成日会投诉在埋怨在我们的生命里
面。Because life is never easy.
因为生活实在不容易。
It's a fact, we cannot deny it.
有时候我们不可以否定的这个。
Sometimes we face with a human relationship problem.
我们遇见人与人之间的问题。
Sometimes we face with problem which created by our children.
有时候我们小朋友会给我们一些困难。
Even problems within the church.
甚至教会之间的问题。
Then how can we overcome all these problems?
我怎样可以克服呢？
Sometimes we said we want to hold meetings to resolve problems in the church.
我经常会说，不如开个会来讨论一下。
I'm not saying that all this is not important.
不是说这些不重要。
But I think what is even more important is that we must teach the believers to give thanks to God for the salvation that he has wrought for us.
但更加重要的是，我们要教每一位信徒对于神的救恩的感恩。
And this thanksgiving should spring from the bottom of the heart.
这个应该是从心底里面散发出来。
How can we give thanks to God for his salvation?
我们怎样去感谢神呢？
This is through prayer.
这个是通过祷告。
So in our prayer, we meditate upon his work of salvation.
通过祷告我们默想神救恩的创造。
When we begin to think about it, then the spirit within will work.
我们开始思想的时候我们的灵在心中就会运行。
So when the spirit works, then we'll feel the love of Jesus Christ.
当灵运行我们才可以感受到主耶稣的爱。
We know that the love of Jesus is immense, is great.
我们知道主的爱是很伟大。
The love of Jesus melts away stony hearts.
祂可以将所有冰冷的心融化。
So by thinking about the salvation of God,
所以当思想神的救恩
our heart can be changed.
我们的心可以改变。
When we start changing ourselves,
当我们开始改变自己，
then we find that what we said will be of thanksgiving to God.
我们发觉我们所说的已经不同是感谢神的。
In this way, our life will be full of the life of Jesus Christ.
我们的生命才充满基督的生命。
That's why when we read the book of Colossians,
所以读哥罗西书，
to me, this is a very simple book, and He convey a very simple message to the believers.
我觉得一个很简单的书信讲一个很简单的信息。
It's like a Paul asking them to come back to the basic.
好像保罗叫他们回去最基本的地方。
To give thanks to God for the salvation that the Lord has given to them.
向神的救恩感恩。
So think about this.
想一想。
Ask ourselves this question.
同自己问一问。
Can we give thanks to God for the salvation that we have received from him?
我们有没有为神感恩我们所得到的救恩。
When we first received Jesus Christ,
当你开始接纳基督。
When the words first change us,
当他的话语开始改变我们的时候。
We find that we were very moved.
我们觉得很感动。
We want to serve him.
我们很想为他工作。
We were even determined to love him more.
我们甚至决心要为他做得更多。
But as time goes by,
但时间过去了。
And this intensity of love,seems to decline.
这个爱心的强度越来越少。
Why?
为什么?
Because we fail to give thanks to God for his salvation.
因为我们已经忘记向他感恩，他的救恩感恩。
But we know that God is almighty.
我们知道神是全能。
God is love.
神是爱。
So what we need to do is to meditate upon his salvation.
我们很重要就是去默想神给我们的感恩。
Think about how he has saved us.
我们想想他怎样救我们。
How he has ushered us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
他叫我们怎样去进入他光的国度里面。
How his blood has cleansed us from all evil and all the sins.
他血怎样去洗净我们一切的罪。
In this way, we'll feel very thankful to God.
这个时候我们会觉得很多谢他。
Today, if we cannot give thanks to God for his salvation,
如果我们不懂得去向神感恩，
then we find that we will always struggle in our faith.
我们发觉我们经常在信仰里面挣扎。
Sometimes we do not even know what to do.
甚至我们不知道应该做些什么。
We find that believing in Jesus is a burden.
我们觉得信耶稣是很重担。
So we must think about it and pray about it.
所以我哋要諗同埋要禱告。
We turn to another passage in the book of Colossians.
我再睇另外一段啦。
We turn to Colossians chapter 2.
我睇第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第二章哥羅西書。
We read verse 6 and verse 7.
第六、第七節。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6.
哥罗西书第二章第六节，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵行他而行。第七节，在他里面新根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢他的心也更增长了。
Here Paul stated a fact.
保罗呢度讲咗一个事实。
That these believers have received Jesus Christ.
呢啲信耶稣嘅人接受咗基督。
If they have received Jesus Christ.
如果接受了基督之后
They must also walk in Jesus Christ
他一定要在里面生根建造
To walk in Jesus Christ They must root themselves And build themselves up in Him
他一定要在里面生根建造才能够去在神里面工作
And also to establish their faith in Jesus Christ
还有将信心建立在神上面
Why were they able to build themselves in Christ?
为什么他可以在基督上面建造自己
Here Paul says Because they have been taught
这里讲到因为他们是曾经被教训过、
so today we have been taught as well
今天我们也都是领受了教训、
week in week out we come to the church to receive the word of God
每次都来教会听到你接受神的话语、
not only to receive the word we also establish a relationship with God
不单止领受教训我们都建立与神的关系、
we wish that our faith can be built up in him
我们希望信仰一路增加、
that's why we come to the church to be taught
所以我们来到教会聆听教训
But there is a question we need to ask ourselves
但有一个问题我们要问一下自己
How much have we been taught?
我们学了多
少 This is a subjective question
这个都很主观的问题
We cannot really answer it
都很难去解答
Even though we come here every week
其实每个星期我们都来
How much really have we been taught?
我们真的学了多少东
西 But Paul here gives us a guideline
但保罗给了我们一个指示我们
So if we have been taught by God or by His word
我们受了神的教训之后
then our life will abound in thanksgiving
我们的生命应该充满感恩
so wherever we go whatever we do whatever happens to us we always give thanks to God
我们无论去哪里做什么我们都应该会感恩
I'm a full-time worker of the UKGA
我是英国总会的一个全职的工人
sometimes I ask myself this question
有时候我会问一下自己
I'm sent to different places to work
我被差派到不同的地方工作
When I read this part of the scripture
读到这一段的时候
I said to myself
我问自己
My life is not a life which abounds with thanksgiving
我生命不是充满很多很多的感谢
I learned how to give thanks to God
我学着怎样去感恩
But thanksgiving is not part and parcel of my life
但是感恩不是我生命中的一部分完全和我融合
It means that I have not been taught properly
所以可见我不是真的领受这个教训很完全
Even though I go around to teach
虽然我周围去教训
But in actual fact My life is still not a life Full of thanksgiving
但我的生命不是一个完全感恩的生活
This is like a guideline for us to follow
其实这是一个指示给我们
We can use this to check on ourselves
我是用这样去量度一下自己
Today when we encounter a problem
今天我们遇到一个问题
What is our reaction?
我第一个反应是什么
If we have been taught
如果我们是听过的话
Then if we have been taught by God
我们被神教过之后
Then we will react it with thanksgiving
我们理论上应该是感恩的
I would say thank God for it
感谢主这件事
Even though this thing may not be pleasing in our eyes
可能这件事对我们来说不是很开心的事情
may cause us a lot of problems
或者令到我们有很多的困难
But because we have been taught by God
但是我们受神的教导之后
We should be able to give thanks to God
我们应该懂得怎么感恩
So I think it's a good test
其实这个是一个很好的试验
To see whether we have been taught properly or not
看看我们学习得够不够
Sometimes I feel ashamed of myself.
有时候我觉得很惭愧。
I go around teaching people.
我周围向大家讲道理。
But I cannot always give thanks to God in all the things that I encounter.
我都唔能够完全对所有嘅嘢感恩。
But it's something that I have to learn as well.
但亦都我喺度不断学习。
But I also believe that this is something that the church and each and every one of us here must learn.
所以我相信呢一点，其实教会同埋每位信徒应该一齐去学。
If we read chapter 2 carefully,
我睇第二章小心嘅话。
Verse 4 and verse 8.
第四、第八节。
Here Paul talks about not to be deceived.
保罗叫我们这里小心不要被人欺骗。
Verse 4 it says,
第四节说，
Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words.
说者说免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你。
Verse 8,
八节，
Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of man, according to the basic principle of the world, and not according to Christ.
你要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚妄的虚妄言，不照着基督乃照人的遗传和世上的小学将你们掳去。
We can ask this question.
我们可以问这个问题。
Why did Paul talk about deceiving here?
为什么保罗要讲欺骗的事呢？
It seems that this thanksgiving is being sandwiched by these two verses, which are about deceiving.
这个感恩的道理就由前后两节讲到关于欺骗的道理夹住了。
If we look at our brothers and sisters who left the church,
我们发觉有些弟兄姊妹离开教会。
If we look at their life,
我们看看他们的生活。
Sometimes they may not be happy with the things that happen in life.
其实有时候他们发觉在生命中有些事情不如意。
We may not even know it.
我们甚至不知道是什么事。
When a person is not happy with life,
如果一个人对生命不满意，
If he or she cannot bring himself or herself to give thanks to God,
他们又不能够带自己去到感谢神的地步。
We find that this person can be easily deceived.
我们发觉这些人很容易被欺骗。
Because the bond that he or she had with the church or with God is very weak.
因为他和神和教会之间的连结是很弱。
So we find that these people can easily lose their faith.
你发觉这些人是比较容易失去信仰。
So if we know on the contrary, if we know how to give thanks,
所以相反，如果我们懂得常常感恩的话，
if our bond with one another is strong,
我们和每一个人之间的连结是很
强， our relationship with God is strong,
我们和神之间关系很强，
then we will not be easily deceived.
我们就不会那么容易被欺骗。
Because we always know how to turn back to God and turn back to the church.
我们经常懂得因为就去回神和回回教会。
Because we have a good relationship with the brother and sister in the church.
因为同教会的弟兄姊妹都很开心。
So we know how to look for help from the members.
我们懂得找人帮忙。
In this way, we will not be deceived.
这样就不会被欺骗。
So it is important for us to know how to give thanks.
所以我们一定要学习点感恩。
So that our faith with God, our faith in God can be enhanced.
这样在神里面的信心就会加强。
In this way, we will not be deceived easily.
这样就不会被蒙骗那么容易。
We turn to chapter 3.
我们看第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章。
We read verse 15 and verse 17.
十五节、十七节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 15 and verse 17.
十五节同十七节，十五节又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也要为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心。十七节，无论作什么，说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，藉着他感谢父神。
Again, Paul talks about thanksgiving here.
保罗在这里又感谢神了，讲到。
He taught the church to give thanks.
要教怎样，教教会怎样去感恩。
In what area should they give thanks to God?
在什么范围应该去感恩。
The members should understand that the fact that they can come together as one is something that they should give thanks to God.
其实信徒应该了解，能够大家聚埋一起归为一体，就已经应该感谢。
Today we form the body of Christ.
今日我哋一起连成基督嘅身体。
We come from different backgrounds.
我哋从唔同嘅背景一起嚟嘅。
We have different upbringings.
我哋有
唔同嘅背景。
背同嘅背景。
We gather here.
我哋一齐嚟。
We should give thanks to God.
我就应该感谢神。
Because this is the marvelous work of Jesus Christ.
我们是一个伟大神的工程。
Because if it has not been Jesus, then we cannot come here.
因为如果不是基督，我们根本没可能在一起。
So we need to realize that the fact that we can gather together is the grace of God.
所以我们应该了解，能够在一起就是神的恩典。
That's why Paul says, be thankful.
所以保罗说，要感谢神。
Sometimes when we meet our brothers and sisters,
有時我哋見到弟兄姊妹
especially those whom we have not met for a long time,
尤其是係嗰啲好耐冇見嘅
when we see them, we are very happy.
我哋見到佢哋好開心
we say thank God, thank God, you are well, you are okay.
我哋感謝神，感謝神，哎呀，你仲好好喎。
This is an expression of love in Christ Jesus.
呢個係基督入邊啊，應該啲嘅話語啊。
This is also an expression of unity and oneness in Christ.
呢個亦都係我哋合一之間嘅都係話語。
But we know that in a community of faith.
但我哋知道喺呢個信仰嘅團體入邊。
Sometimes there may be misunderstanding.
有陣時我哋會有一啲嘅誤會。
We must learn to resolve misunderstanding through thanksgiving.
我哋都要通過學習感恩去解決誤會。
We may not like certain ideas from a certain individual in the church.
我哋唔應該。
We may not like.
我哋未必中意某一個信徒嘅思想同埋方法。
But if we think about the fact that we are all one in Christ,
但如果我哋諗到其實我哋都係一體嘅話
then we should give thanks to God.
我哋應該感恩。
And so this difference will be resolved.
咁而呢個嘅分野就會去解決。
Sometimes we talk about resolving differences.
有陣時我哋去話想解決一啲嘅分野。
We use the word of God to encourage one another.
我哋就用神嘅話語去鼓勵雙方。
Sometimes we feel that in order to resolve differences,party concerns must be transformed within.
我哋有時要解決呢啲嘅不同，咁就要大家嘅心入邊都要存在呢個去改變。
How can we change ourselves?
我哋點樣去改變自己咧
？By giving thanks.
亦都係感恩。
By giving thanks to God from the bottom of our heart.
從我哋心底入邊去感恩。
By recognizing the fact that we are one in Christ Jesus.
去完全明白我哋其實係一體。
In this way, we find that we can live in harmony with one another.
咁樣我哋發覺大家能夠好和諧咁生活。
In verse 17, Paul says,
17節保羅話
Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
我哋做乜嘢講乜嘢行事都要奉耶穌嘅名同埋感謝父神。
When we come together in unity,
我哋大家係一體走埋一齊。
When we give thanks to God,
我哋感謝神。
The significance is very different.
呢個重要性係唔同曬。
Why? Because even though we are different,
雖然我哋係唔同
we may be very different in our ideas,
喺我哋嘅思想可能好唔一樣
because we are one in Christ,
但係我哋係一體嘅教會入邊
we come together,
我哋走埋一齊就一齊感謝神
this kind of giving thanks is powerful,
呢種嘅感恩係好有力量
this kind of giving thanks can draw people to Christ,
呢種嘅感恩可以將人帶埋一齊
this kind of thanksgiving can only strengthen our relationship.
這種感恩可以令到我們之間的關係加強
So when we sing hymns
所以我們一起唱詩的時候
When we read the Bible together
我們一起讀經
When we kneel down to pray together
我們一起禱告
We find that this spiritual atmosphere is completely different
見到這個屬靈的氣氛完全不一樣
We find that God is in our midst
我們發覺神就在我們中間
We always hope that this can be done in the church
我們很希望教會都可以這樣
But I also believe that everyone has a part to play
但我覺得每個人都有呢個責任。
We cannot say that the preacher must change first.
我哋唔可以話首先傳道要先改變。
Obviously the preacher must change first.
每次都係傳道要先做。
But we also need to do our part.
我當然要做我哋。
How can we go about doing it?
但係點樣大家一齊去做
咧？We read chapter 3.
我讀第三章。
Chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3.
哥羅西書三章。
We read verse 5.
我讀第五節。
And then verse 8.
同埋八節。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 5 and verse 8
哥羅西書三章五節所以要致死你們地上的肢體就如淫亂、污穢、邪情、惡欲和貪婪貪婪就同拜偶像一樣第八節但現在你們要棄絕這一切的事以及惡恨、怨惡、惡毒、詆譭並口中污穢的言語
Here Paul talks about putting to death the members which are on the earth.
呢度保罗提到要致死地上嘅尸体。
Basically, Paul was saying that we need to depart from sin.
呢个我哋要离开罪恶。
And change our character.
去改变我哋嘅性格。
So if we do not nurture ourselves, cultivate ourselves.
如果我哋唔去改变同埋改变自己
，it become very difficult for us to give thanks to God.
我哋好难去感恩嘅享受。
Sometimes when we look at our brothers and sisters.
有時候睇到弟兄姊妹。
Some of the, our brothers and sisters, they really know how to give thanks to God.
佢哋真係識得點樣去感謝神。
When you look at them carefully, closely,
我哋好仔細去睇佢哋嘅話。
You see that these people are very cultivated spiritually.
佢哋喺屬靈方面係好長進。
That's why they are able to give thanks.
佢哋好識得感恩。
Even though they may be bullied, people may oppress them. 欺負佢。
有人可能欺負佢哋。
People may speak ill of them.
有啲人係講佢哋嘅壞話。
And yet we see that they give thanks to God.
但佢仍然都係感謝神。
Why?
點解咧
？Because they are cultivated spiritually.
因為佢哋係屬靈方面嘅有長進。
In order to cultivate ourselves, we must put to death what is no good.
所以我哋要喺屬靈上面，因為提升嘅話，我哋嘅地上嘅肢體要致死。
We must change our characters.
我哋改變自己嘅性格。
We believe that God has the power to help us to change.
我相信神有呢個力量去改變我哋。
Today, if we are willing to change,
如果我哋係願意去改變
嘅話， if we allow the Spirit to work in us,
我哋容許聖靈喺我哋心中運行，
surely we will be transformed.
我哋一定可以改變。
I believe in this way, we can freely give thanks to God.
我哋嗰陣時候會好自然咁向神感恩。
No matter what we encounter in life,
無論我哋遇到啲咩困難，
no matter who we meet.
無論我哋遇到邊個人，
we still can give thanks to God.
我哋仍然可以感謝神，
because we believe that our God is a powerful God.
我哋相信神係一個全能嘅神。
He is an almighty God.
佢係全能全能。
Who has enough power to help us to change.
佢有足夠嘅力量去改變我哋。
So if we want to thank God,
如果你想去感謝神嘅話，
then we need to change ourselves.
我哋首先要改變自己。
Change ourselves for the better.
改變自己完全。
Now we're going to look at the last point.
我睇最後一點。
We turn to chapter 4.
我睇第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
哥羅西書四章。
We read verse 2.
我睇第二節。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 2.
哥羅西書四章二節。
Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving.
你哋恆切禱告，在此警醒感恩。
Verse 3.
三節。
Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us the door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains.
也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘，我为此被捆锁。
Here Paul encouraged the church to continue earnestly in prayer.
保罗希望教会继续恒切祷告。
In verse 2, he mentioned three things.
在二节他讲了三样东
西。First, prayer.
第一，祷告。
Second, being vigilant.
第二是要恒切。
警醒。And third, thanksgiving.
亦都要感恩。
I think we are always told to pray. We are always told to pray.
我哋成日教会叫我哋去祷告。
To pray to God as often as we can.
要向神祷告，常常祷告。
Sometimes we are even told that we need to spend 20 minutes, half an hour to pray.
有阵时要我哋话20分钟或者半个钟头去祷告。
We must pray more.
我哋要祷告更多。
I think this is very good. This is a good advice.
其实呢个系好好嘅建议。
But here Paul also says.
但保罗亦都话。
Not only we must be earnest in prayer, we must also be vigilant in prayer.
我哋唔单止要恒切，而且都要警醒。
I think this is a very important aspect of our prayer that we need to pay close attention to.
我觉得呢一点亦都系我哋祷告中好要注意嘅地方。
Sometimes we can pray for hours.
有阵时我哋会系为其他人祷告。
Every day we pray.
我哋每日都祷告。
And yet we cannot be vigilant in our prayer.
但有阵时未必会警醒。
Sometimes when we pray, our mind is wandering about.
有阵时我祷告时候谂咗去第二度。
We find that we cannot focus.
有阵时我哋冇办法集中注意力。
Sometimes when we pray, we do not even know what we are praying for.
甚至唔知道自己祷告紧乜嘢。
So we are not being vigilant.
呢个时候我哋就系唔警醒。
Sometimes we find that we cannot be vigilant because we focus so much on things which happen in our life.
有阵时我哋唔警醒，因为我哋谂得太集中注意喺呢个世界上嘅事情。
So we must change the situation.
所以我哋要改变呢个环境。
How?
怎樣?
By giving thanks to God.
通過感恩。
We give thanks to God from the heart.
我們從心底裡面去感謝神。
Thank God for everything that He has given to us.
感謝神祂給我們每一樣的東
西。Thank God for His providence.
感謝神對我們的
安排
。
And in this way, we find that we can focus more in our prayer.
這個時候我們發覺我們能夠更加集中禱告。
Otherwise, we find it very difficult, especially We find that our life is so busy.
有阵时会觉得我哋生命非常之忙碌。
We must think about ways to give thanks to God in prayer.
我哋应该谂下唔同嘅方法去感谢神。
And verse 3 it says.
三节话。
Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ for which I am also in chain.
三節講，我哋要禱告求神俾我哋開傳道嘅門，能夠講基督嘅奧秘。
We see that in every true Jesus church throughout the world.
我哋睇到真耶穌教會全世界嘅教會。
Every time, either before the service or after the service, the church will announce to the church to pray for the work of evangelism.
我哋會發覺之前之後嘅禱告都會教會宣佈，希望大家為禱告。教会的工作祷告。
Here the church is more advanced than you got this PowerPoint.
香港教会甚至可以打咗落荧幕上面俾大家睇。
Whole list of items to be prayed for.
有好多项目俾大家去代祷。
Pray for certain individuals who are sick, who are not well.
为有病嘅祷告啦。
But sometimes this is also my experience.
呢个亦都我嘅经验。
Sometimes when I kneel down to pray.
有时我跪低祷告嘅时候。
I don't even remember what the announcement is.
我都甚至忘記咗頭先嘅宣佈。
So I don't even pray for the church.
我都冇為教會禱告啦。
Why? Because I cannot focus myself.
點解？因為我冇辦法集中注意。
But if I know how to give thanks to God,
但如果我識得感恩嘅話
，I will pay careful attention to what is shown on the board.
我就會注意白板上面所講嘅名單。
I will pay attention to what has been announced.
我就會集中注意宣佈嘅事情。
I will try to remember.
我會去嘗試記憶。
Because I want to give thanks to God.
因為我想感恩啊嘛。
So when I pray.
所以我當我禱告
I say, Thank God for what you have done.
感謝主你為我做咁多個嘢
Thank God that there's an evangelistic service which is coming soon.
感謝主報道會就嚟
We find that we can give thanks to God more in this way.
我們發覺這樣會能夠更加能夠為神感恩
We can become more focused.
我們能夠更加集中
we may think that all these are very minute, negligible.
我哋覺得呢啲可能係一啲係好小嘅事情啦。
But in fact, they are quite important to us as well.
但其實對我哋好重要。
By praying for the church,
通過為教會禱告。
We can also improve ourselves.
亦都可以改善自己。
The whole church will be improved as well.
整個教會都得到改善。
So I hope that our brothers and sisters here,
所以希望弟兄姊妹
can pray earnestly.
可以一起行切祷告
can also be vigilant in our prayer
亦都在祷告中紧警醒
most importantly our prayer must be abound with thanksgiving
最紧要亦是充满感恩的祷告
this is how Paul helped to resolve problems in the church
这个保罗通过这样去教导教会怎样解决问题
if everyone knows how to give thanks to God in prayer
如果每一个懂得在祷告里面感恩的话
then we find that misunderstanding in the church will be reduced
会发觉教会的误会全部减轻
we will not feel so much about our own disappointment in life
我们不会只是挂着生命中一些不如意的事情
we will not concentrate so much on our things which have happened in the past
我们就不会怀念过去的事了
why? Because we know how to give thanks to God
为什么？因为我们懂得感恩嘛
may God bless each and every one of us here
愿主祝福各位
my servant ends here
我讲正道道歉
Amen
Amen 我们请唱诗第90首